活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
Okay, good evening.
好，各位晚安。
Do you know we human being are very interesting being?
我们人类呢是一个很有意思的一个活物。
When we studied our immune system,
当我们研究到人的这个免疫系统。
Even though we don't know that we have the cancer cell or bacteria in our body,
即使我们不知道我们身体里头已经有癌症细胞或者是那些细菌病毒，
our immune system work very intelligently.
我们里头的免疫系统却是非常认真殷勤的工作。
Amazing, amazing intelligence.
你可以很难想象它怎么样的殷勤呢？
Even though you have no conscious knowledge whatsoever about the immune system.
即使呢，你对于免疫力呢一点知觉都没有。
So you are not really taking care of yourself with your own consciousness.
所以你并不凭着你自己的意念来去照顾你的身体。
We are being taken care of by some other consciousness.
我们是被另外一个意力意志呢，再来保守我们的身体。
While we're totally unconscious about it，
当我们完全没有这种知觉的时候。
Well, just let's take a look at briefly what I meant。
我们简单的这样来看，就可以明白这个意思。
Okay, here's cancer cells。
这里这是癌细胞。
And these are the T cells.
这边是 T 细胞。
And you don't know you have a cancer cell in your body.
你身体有癌细胞的时候，你并没有知觉。
But it is God knows there is a cancer cell in your body.
可是上帝却知道在你身体里头有这种癌细胞。
So it is according to the God's will.
所以上帝的旨意是呢
？The gene in these T cells are controlled.
就是用这个 T 细胞来做一个控制
，and they are sent to the cancer cell to fight with the cancer cells.
就派它呢来去攻打癌细胞。
See, and as you can see, the genes are activated in the T cells.
你可以看到在这里，就是T 细胞里头的基因呢是非常活化的。
And now T cells are producing some poison to kill the cancer cells.
以至于这个 T 细胞会分泌一些毒素，是来杀害这个癌细胞。
And cancer cell is destroyed like this.
以至于癌细胞就被毁灭了。
This thing happens in total unconscious state.
在这个过程里头呢，完全不在你的意识范围之下。
As a matter of fact.
所以这样子的一个情况，
If you are too much conscious of this phenomena,
如果你在这个过程里头你是有意识的话，
this kind of process does not happen very well.
这样的过程就不会很有效率。
In other words, you're worrying about, do I have cancer?
如果你知道的话呢，你就会担心呐、啊，哎呦，我有癌细胞怎么办
？Is my body gonna fight with the cancer cell?、
到底我的身体有没有好好的来打死那个癌细胞啊
？This worry and fear，
这样的一个恐惧害怕
，is actually you're consciously interfering this totally unconscious process。
这样恐惧的意念呢，反而妨碍了这个T 细胞来攻打癌细胞的这个过程。
So, even though you are totally unconscious about it,
所以你即使没有什么样的意识，
there's another consciousness which I call God's consciousness.
有另外一个意志力呢，再来掌管着。我称为这样子的意志力就是神。
They're coming into your body.
进到你的身体。
And controlling the genes.
控制了这个基因。
And maintain your health.
让你维持健康。
Okay. So something else is maintaining our health.
所以有某一些物东西是存在在维持我们的健康。
Not our own consciousness，
并不是我们自己的意念。
Very interesting point。
这是一个很有意思的重点。
So we need to trust that God's consciousness。
所以我们必须要信任上帝的意念。
If you don't trust it，
如果你不相信的话
，then you'll be afraid and you'll be worried about it。
你就会害怕，你就会担心。
If you are more worried about it，
如果你越加的忧虑
，this very intelligent process，
这个有智慧的过程呢
，which maintains your life and health，
是为了要维持你健康的
，will be interfered，
反而呢受阻碍。
Now let me ask you this question，
我现在要问你一个问题
，whose consciousness is in your unconscious area？
是有哪一个意志在于你毫无意志的范围之下
very serious question, isn't it?
这听起来有点严肃是吧
Let me show you a very interesting picture.
让我再给你看看很有意思的照片
Do you know why people drink alcohol?
你知道人为什么想要喝酒吗
why people drink alcohol?
为什么他们要喝这些酒精的东西
Anybody has any idea?
有没有人知道
why people drink alcohol?
为什么人要喝酒
？And recently, scientists found very interesting thing.
最近呢，科学家发现一个很有意思的事情。
Let me find. Okay, here we go. Very interesting. Why people drink?
这里告诉我们为什么人要喝酒。
Do you think animals drink alcohol?
你认为动物会不会喝酒?
They hate alcohol.
哦，他们讨厌酒。
Oh, you give them alcohol, they hate it.
给我一杯，来一杯，他们就吐掉。
They cannot have it. Yeah. But recently, scientists found some shocking evidence.
最近呢，科学家就发现一个令他们非常惊讶的一个证明。
Look at this.
看看这个地方。
This is a rat.
就是一只老鼠。
And there's two bottles.
然后有两瓶。
And this bottle is water.
那一个瓶，第一个瓶子是水。
This bottle is alcohol.
另外一个瓶子呢，却是酒精。
Guess why this rat is beginning to drink alcohol?
你猜猜为什么这只老鼠开始来喝酒
？See.This mouse did not like to drink alcohol at all.
这只老鼠呢，不应该喜欢喝酒的。
But scientists made this rat to drink this alcohol like this.
但是呢，是科学家来训练这只老鼠喝酒的。
Do you know what happened to this rat?
你知道这只老鼠他们做了些什么事
？Well, this is a male.
这一只是公的。
Okay.And this male had a very pretty female.
这一只公的呢，他就遇到了一只很。
And they loved one another.
他们遇到一只母的啊，他们就在谈恋爱。
And he was very happy.
高兴啊。
Okay. At that time, when they're together in this place.
那么他们就相处在一起的时候。
And these rats never drank alcohol.
这一只老鼠呢，就在那里头，却是不喝酒。
Even though there was a choice here.
可是这个机会还是在那里。
But then scientists brought another male.
但是呢，科学家呢就带了另外一只公的老鼠。
And the scientists took this female.
科学家就抓住这一只母的。
And they took away this female from this male.
就从这一只公老鼠当中呢，把母的拿走了。
And gave it the new male.
可是呢，却把另外一只公的放进去。
And this male saw that.
这一只公的呢，看到这一种情况。
Right next door.
就是在隔壁。
His wife is living with another man.
竟然呢，他的老婆哈是跟别的男人在一起。
Got angry.
他就开始呢，非常的气愤。
Then this rat is beginning to drink alcohol.
然后这只老鼠，公老鼠开始就喝酒了。 哎呀。
Why?
为什么？
See, he did not know what alcohol was.
他并不了解这个酒本来会有的功能。
He never tasted alcohol before.
以前也不曾经喝酒。
You know, scientists found out.
你知道科学家他们就发现呢。
For us, we human beings, to drink alcohol is not really our choice.
我们人之所以会喝酒，并不是因为人的选择。
We are sort of what? Forced to drink alcohol.
是由某些因素逼着我们去喝的。
Subconsciously.
这是在潜意识之下。
There's an unconscious area, there's another consciousness came in.
原来在无意识当中有某一种 意念 在来到你当中。
And making us to kill ourselves.
而让我们自我残杀。
Because we are full of anger and hatred.
因为我们心里面充满了愤怒。
So,When you're full of anger and hatred,
所以当我们心中满了愤怒的时候
，and when you're under the stress,
哦，在这样的一个压力里头
，you have suddenly a new desire in your unconscious area.
你忽然之间在无意识、潜意识的情境里头
，to kill yourself,
就想要自己残杀。
So by drinking alcohol,
就借由喝酒精。
This rat is trying to kill herself.
这只老鼠，它就试着会去残杀自己。
Well, that's what we human beings do.
这也就是我们人们所做的事。
Is alcohol bad for your health?
酒精对你的健康有帮助吗？
Do you know that?
有害处，你知道吗？
And people say, yeah, we know alcohol is bad.
对啊，他们都会说，我知道啊，当然酒对我们不好。
But I like to drink.
可是我总是啊，这个。饭后一杯酒，快乐是神仙。
What is meaning for that?
那是代表什么？
是 gene respond to the meaning.
因为基因对于意义是有所反应的。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思？
Trying to kill myself.
就是要自己残杀自己。
Right? At subconscious area.
就是在我们无意识的状态之下。
Consciously speaking.
有意识的情况之下说。
This person may insist that he has no intention to kill himself.
这个人他当然不会去杀自己。
But subconsciously,
但是潜意识里头
he is killing himself.
他却在做自残的事。
See, that's why whenever you lose love,
因此呢，你当你失去了爱
you are driven by anger and hatred.
你就被恨意、愤怒来
And the fear and the worries,
好，包括恐惧、担忧
and the other stresses,
另外的压力
you have unknown desire in your subconscious area.
因此，在你的潜意识里头有一种不知不明的这一种欲望
to kill yourself,
就是会杀害自己
That's how you develop bad habit.
那是所以为什么我们有坏习惯的原因。
The bad habit means that bad habit kills you.
坏习惯的意思就是用坏的方式来杀害自己。
But you enjoy that bad habit.
可是呢，你却在那当中享受。
That means you want to kill yourself.
意思就是说你企图要杀害自己。
See, this is the truth.
这是一个真理。
We need to wake up with the truth.
我们必须要从这个错误当中，从这个真理当中，我们要醒悟过来。
If anyone keep on saying that, oh, I love alcohol.
啊，如果有个人呢，他坚持说，哎呦，我很爱喝酒。
That's a conscious feeling.
那是一种有意识的感受。
But that person is really deceived by this unconscious area.
但是这个人呢，却是被他潜意识里所欺骗。
In the unconscious area,
在潜意识里当中
there is a desire to kill himself.
有一种倾向就是要自己残杀。
There is a disease called autoimmune disease.
有一种疾病是属于自体免疫系统的疾病。
Okay, the immune system is designed to protect you.
免疫系统是被设计来保护你自己的。
Immune system is designed to kill the bacteria which invaded in your body.
免疫系统是被设计来除去那些病毒。
See, this is why blood cell is killing this bacteria.
这白衣血球呢，它就在杀死这些病毒。
See. So this is designed. This is designed by the Creator to kill the bacteria.
这是造物主的一个设计，就是使它能够杀死那些病毒。
And these are the T cells designed to kill the cancer cell.
啊，白色的这个是 T 细胞，就是被设计来要杀害这个癌症细胞。
Or to kill the SARS virus.
或者是要杀害这个 SARS 的病毒。
Or AIDS virus.
或者艾滋病的病毒。
But you know what? There is a very interesting disease called the autoimmune disease.
可是你有一种非常有意思的疾病呢，叫做自体免疫系统的疾病。
This autoimmune disease is very strange disease.
这个自体免疫系统的疾病是非常奇怪的。
However, this is a very common problem.
但是却是非常普遍的问题。
I know some of you here has some autoimmune disease right now.
我知道我们当中可能有人有这种自体免疫系统的问题。
What is autoimmune disease?
什么是自体免疫系统的疾病？
This T cell has changed.
因为这些 T 细胞在改变。
The genes in the T cell changed.
在 T 细胞里头的基因就改变了。
And this T cell become abnormal cells.
这 T 细胞成为一个不正常的细胞。
And instead of this T cell is protecting you.
这些 T 细胞原本是要来保护你的。
Now this T cell is killing you and destroying you.
现在却是来攻击你，来毁灭你。
What's in the subconscious area?
那么在潜意识里头发生什么事
？Why your own T cell is attacking you?
为什么你的 T 细胞在攻击你自己呢
？There are many, many.Interesting diseases belong to this kind of category of this autoimmune disease.
很多的病症呢，是出自于这样子的一个状况，就是自体免疫系统的疾病。
Most common autoimmune disease is arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
最普遍的一个现象呢，就是自体免疫系统产生问题的时候，会有这个关节的问题。
And a lot of people have this glaucoma, 浓眼症，
青光眼。
And some women have this thyroid problem.
有这个
甲状腺，
甲状腺的问题。
And many children has this atopic dermatitis.
很多小孩子有这个小麻痹。异位性皮肤炎，异位性皮肤炎。
And the systemic lupus, 红斑性狼疮症。
红斑性狼疮。这个我听得懂。
See, and the many diseases which this T cell is abnormally attacking a person's kidney.
所以这个 T 细胞的一个变化哈，它甚至攻击这个人的肾脏。
I met someone today that you know someone's T cell is attacking bone marrow.
有时候这个 T 细胞也会攻击这个我们的骨的软骨的一个物质。
And attacking, you know, this platelets.
我们的血小板。
And so this platelets number goes down.
所以血小板的数量就减低了。
And that person has, you know, very easy bleeding.
这个血流不止的问题。
So why this?Why this T cell is changed and attacking self?
为什么 T 细胞会改变，甚至来攻击自己的细胞呢
？Many young women lose hair.
很多年轻的女孩子，她头发开始掉。
Because T cell is attacking this hair follicle, hair producing cells.
因为 T 细胞呢开始来攻击它的这个产生头发的这个细胞。
Well, after you know, in the morning she wake up.
当早上起床的时候
，She sees a lot of hairs, you know, lost on the pillows and the bed.
看到她一头的秀发还留在床上。
And taking shower and wash the hair.
那为小孩子洗澡的时候
，You cannot drain the water from bathtub because all the lost hair is clogging that drainage。
就发现呢，哎，你不用用那个盆子的塞子，因为头发已经把它塞住了。
And they finally need to have hat on.
然后呢，他们就要用一个假发在那边。
A lot of people have a losing hair.
所以很多人就开始掉发。
Why?
为什么？
Because these T cells are attacking these hair producing cells.
因为 T 细胞开始攻击这个生发的细胞。
Well, nowadays a lot of young men lose hair too.
哦，现在很多年轻人也开始掉头发了。
That's because of stress.
可能来自于压力。
Extreme stress can really make you lose many hairs too.
过度的压力会让你的头发也是会脱落。
Why these T cell changes abnormally?
为什么这些 T 细胞改变成为不正常
？These T cells are very interesting.
这些 T 细胞很有意思的。
And when these T cells were found,
当这个 T 科学家发现这个 T 细胞的时候
，and scientists really noticed that this T cell is very sensitive to the chemicals produced by the brain.
那科学家发现这个 T 细胞呢，是对于这个脑分泌的化学作用很敏感的。
And this is NK cell, natural killer cell.
这是 NK 细胞。
And this is cancer cell.
这是癌细胞。
And this NK cell is now killing the cancer cell.
NK 细胞又说杀手细胞，它就在杀害这个癌细胞。
As you can see here, the cancer cell is dead, destroyed here.
所以这个癌细胞就化为无形。
And this NK cell is also very sensitive to the chemical which is produced in the brain.
这个 NK 细胞呢，也是对脑部所发的化学物质非常敏锐的。
So, because in these NK cells,
因为这个 NK 细胞在这里
，there is a gene which produces some chemical to stab the cancer cell and kill the cancer cell.
因为它可以分泌出一种物质，类似像一个刀，可以刺进这个癌细胞里头，让它死的。
But when scientists really carefully observe these NK cells,
当科学家呢，他很注意到这个。NK 细胞的改变
，and on the surface of the NK cells，
在这个 NK 细胞的表面上
，there are many antennas，
原来有很多的天线
，for the chemical produced in the brain，
就是在接受从脑发出的化学物质的一个资讯
，like an endorphin，
就很像 endorphin，like
serotonin，
就像这个serotonin，
yeah。Which is produced by the brain.
是从脑所分泌出来的。
And determines your mood.
会影响你的情绪。
When serotonin is produced.
当 serotonin 发挥的时候。
And you feel peaceful.
你就平安。
And you feel positive.
很正面乐观。
But when you don't produce enough serotonin,
如果你这个 serotonin 不够的话
you become depressed.
就很沮丧。
And then this NK cell does not work very well.
那么影响到 NK 细胞呢，它就没有办法很有力的工作。
And you become very negative person.
你就成为一个很负面的人。
You are worried about everything.
哇，什么事情都可以让你担心。
But when serotonin is produced sufficiently,
但这个 serotonin 如果很正常的分泌的话
you feel very positive,
你就感觉到很正面
and very peaceful,
就很平安
There is another substance called dopamine,
另外一个物质叫 dopamine,
and when this dopamine is produced,
当它一个分泌出来的时候
you feel very romantic,
你就感到非常浪漫
I love you.
爱死你了。
That's what dopamine does.
这就是 dopamine 给你的影响。
These are all good hormones.
这些呢都是好的荷尔蒙。
So when your T cell, your NK cell receives this good hormone from the brain,
所以 T 细胞或者是 NK 细胞呢，从脑那边接受了这些资讯的话
，and they become stronger.
哇，他们就非常的强壮。
And they can kill the cancer cell very well.
就有勇气把这个癌细胞给全部盖棺定论。
But on the other hand,
但是另一方面的话
，there's other kind of antennas too.
哦，就另外一个这个天线哦。
And then this NK cell become changed.
这 NK 细胞就改变了。
Okay, so scientists did this very interesting experimentation.
那科学家呢就要做一个很有趣的实验。
Because, if they can make this NK cell more active,
如果能够让 NK 细胞更加的活化的话
，they can destroy cancer cell in the body.
当然，在身体里头就可以杀害那些癌细胞了。
So scientists had many cancer patients who were told that they're terminal because no further medical treatment can help them.
科学家呢就把那些、哦、被宣判死刑的癌症病患呢、哎、给他们叫来。
So they had the patient.、
这些癌症病患、哦、已经没得救了就来了。
So the scientists wanted to change the NK cell.
那科学家就要想办法在他身体里头来改变那个 NK 细胞。
Because in these patient body, NK cells are there, but they are not killing cancer cells.
因为他们这些人、啊、他们里头的 NK 细胞是不会、对癌细胞产生威胁的。
That means the gene which produces cancer-killing substances in the NK cells are not working.
也就是说，它里头 NK 细胞的基因呢，本来要分泌那些刀子可以杀死癌细胞的那些功能，完全都不活跃了。
So if scientists can activate this inactive gene which produces cancer-killing substance,
所以科学家呢，如果能够活化这里头的攻击力的话。
Then cancer can be killed, cancer cells.
癌细胞呢就会被杀死啦。
So since scientists know that the NK cells genes are responding to the meaning,
所以科学家知道这个 NK 细胞里头的基因对于意义呢会有反应的。
They tried very interesting method to for this cancer patient.
他们就用了一个非常重要、很有趣的方式呢来对待这个病人。
The method of treatment called Positive imagery therapy.
称作这样子一个治疗叫做正面想象力的治疗法。
적극적상상요법。
적극对。
적극적상
正面。积极、乐观、很好的想象力。
想象好的。Okay. So what they did was.
所以他们是这样子做的。
They had a cancer patient together.
他们就叫那些癌症病患来来。
They made them to imagine.
让他们去想象。
Positively.
想象正面的。
That their NK cell is killing their cancer cell.
他们用想象力呢，想象那个 NK 细胞现在正在跟癌症细胞作战，然后杀死它。
By making them imagine.
用他们的想象力。
That there's a seagulls, many seagulls.
他们就说，那边有海鸥。
And the seagulls come and catch the fishes.
这个海鸥，你看有没有在飞飞飞？飞下来就把鱼给抓到了。
So the scientist told this cancer patient.
然后科学家就跟这个病人这样讲。
I want you to imagine you see the seagulls coming.
你们现在跟着我一起来想象，说这个，你看，海鸥一直飞过来了。
You see 12 seagulls coming.
数看看，对，就是12只。
Now there's some more seagulls coming.
还有另外又有海鸥过来了。
Now there's some more coming.
又有一群又过来了。
There's more than 100 seagulls.
哇，已经超过100只了。
Oh, there's some more coming.
又有进来了。
You know that? Oh, there's 200, 300.
一共有两三百只吧。
So in the meantime, they produce sound through the speaker system, you know.
他们就用一些声音哈制造那个效果。
There's a noise of seagulls.
就是那个海鸥啊，在那边展翅的声音。
Like that, like that, you know.
还宝刀刀。
And then doctors tell them.
然后呢，那个。 医生呢就告诉他们
，Now seagulls are attacking the fishes。
哎呀，海鸥现在攻击鱼了。
Then sounds like，
哇，声音就这样来一下下下，吼、哦，真的是。
And the patient positively imagining，
然后那个啊、病人呢就用正面的想象力
，The seagulls are killing the fishes。
这个。海鸥呢正在、抓这个鱼。
The scientist says, "Yes, your seagulls are your NK cells."
就说，哎呀，这个海鸥呢就代表你的 NK 细胞。
And the fishes are your cancer cells.
那么你的鱼呢，就是那个癌细胞。
Now your many many cancer cells is dead.
所以你现在呢，许多的癌细胞正在死亡当中。
And patient closed their eyes and positively imagining.
这个癌症病患呢，就闭着眼睛，就用很正面的幻想这样子想。
They did that for 1 hour every day.
他们每一天这样子做一个小时。
For 1 week.
一个礼拜。
After 1 week.
之后。
There was a shocking result.
结果呢，带来很大的震撼。
Cancer was 6 centimeter.
这个癌细胞本来是有6公分。
It went down to 2 centimeters,
变成2公分。
And then they took out NK cell.
然后他们取出那个 NK 细胞。
Before they begin that procedure, NK cell was inactive.
之前这个实验以前 ，NK 细胞呢是完全不活跃。
After that session, NK cell was active.
经过这个过程 ，NK 细胞都活化了。
Yeah, indeed, the gene respond to.
真的，基因对于什么有反应
？Your thinking，
你的意义， and, 你的想法
，and the meaning。Wow, scientists were very encouraged。
所以科学家呢就得到很大的鼓励。
Now we can conquer this cancer。
现在我们可以啊、来征服这个癌症。
So next week，
所以下个星期
，they tried again，
就试。
啊，seagull，
海鸥来啦！
And they thought,
他们就想
after 1 more week,
一个星期以后
cancer cell going to completely disappear.
这个癌细胞就会完全消失。
But after 1 week,
但是一个礼拜以后
the cancer was still 2 centimeters.
癌细胞呢仍然只有还是有两公分。
They're shocked.
他们就吓一跳。
It's not working.
喂，这个礼拜怎么没有功能啊？
Then third week,
第三个星期
，they tried again.
他们还是这样做。
Seagull,
海鸥来啦，海鸥来啦。
After 1 week,
一个星期以后
，the cancer growing back.
癌细胞又复发了。
Let me ask you why.
我要问你为什么
？They gave up that method.
最后他们就放弃了这个方法。
Why?
为什么会这样
？Why did it work first week？
为什么第一个星期有效
？Why second week it didn't work？
第二个星期没效。
The third week it gotten worse。
第三个星期越惨。
Well, first week，
当第一个星期的时候
，it is new procedure，
是一个新开始。
And the patient got a little bit excited。
这些病人呢，哎，就很兴奋的。
So it was in a way somewhat meaningful.
所以这样的方式，哎，也是有点意思了。
Second week,
第二个星期
，it is getting bored.
老套啊。
Everybody get together.
每个人来来来。
They hold hand together.
啊，手大家握在一起。
西瓜。
啊，又是海鸥，
You know, before they leave home to go to hospital,
他们要离开家去医院以前
，they are not really excited.
啊，又来了。
So I have to go to hospital. I have to do seagull.
今天我要去装傻。
No meaning.
没有意思啦。
No meaning. It is becoming meaningless.
现在就变成了。越来越没有意义了。
Gene respond to the meaning.
基因对意义会有反应的。
When something become meaningless,
当有一些事情越来越没意义的时候
，there's no longer positive response.
就不再有正面的反应。
On third week,
第三个星期
，it is nonsense.
简直这一套啊，完全没有用。
And they also noticed this in second week it doesn't work anymore anyway.
他们在第二个星期也就发现这个方法不再有管用。
And third week they're so bored.
啊，第三个礼拜实在是啊
，they hated doing that.
坐立难安。
See, that's why it is getting worse.
所以为什么越来越糟？
I want you to know this.
所以我要你知道。
Our gene respond to meaning.
我们的基因对于有意义是有所反应的。
To good meaning, good way.
好的意义就有好的反应。
To bad meaning, bad way.
坏的意义就坏的反应。
See, and even though that what it means is false.
即使哦，那是一个错误的。
Nothing but only imagination.
就是什么都没有什么用途，但是就是凭着想象力。
It can work.
仍然有效。
Even though it was only one week.
即使只是一个星期。
Even though it is false.
即使这是一个假的。
If you believe it.
一旦你相信。
If you think it is meaningful.
一旦你认为这是有意义的。
Your gene respond temporarily.
你的基因就会在短暂的时候会有所反应。
But when it becomes meaningless,
但是一旦没有什么意思的话
it doesn't respond anymore.
就不再有反应。
But let me make this point very clear now.
现在我要很清楚的这样子说。
Our gene can respond to the false.
我们的基因对于假的也会有反应。
If you trust.
如果你很信任的话
，But then how much more？
而不仅如此
，Your gene can respond。
你基因仍然可以反应。
When you trust truth，
你一旦愿意相信真理的话，那么你的基因反应更好。
Right？
是不是
？Yes。Yeah。See？ That's for sure。Yeah。
是真的是这样。
That's why it is for you. It is important to know the truth.
所以你认识真理是多么的重要。
Something which is truly meaningful to you.
因为那个真理是对你很有意义的。
Ah, yes, this is right.
啊，没错，就是这样。
Then you trust.
然后你信任。
Then you follow.
然后你就跟随。
This truth you trust.
是你所信任的真理。
Going to be powerfully effective for your gene.
那么就会对你的基因的活化呢，是相当有帮助的。
You're learning that the fact that gene respond to the meaning.
你已经学会了基因就会对意义有所反应。
Gene can become abnormal.
基因会变成不正常。
Gene can come back to normal.
它也能够回到正常。
And you believe it.
只要你相信它。
See in the autoimmune disease.
所以自体免疫系统。
Your gene in the T cell become abnormal.
你的 T 细胞呢变成了一个不正常。
By bad meaning.
就是因为有不好的意思。
And I had a 12 years old girl.
我有一个十二岁的女孩。
Who plays piano pretty good.
很会弹琴。
She's not really that excellent.
虽然不是一个专业
，but she's a pretty good piano.
但弹得不错。
The reason why is because her father is very musically talented.
为什么他会这么会弹？因为他父亲呢是一个音乐家。
But father was so poor when he was a little boy, he could not have a proper musical training.
可是这个父亲呢，在他小的时候却没有钱可以栽培他。
So this father was so sure that he swore that when he has children, he will teach them music.
所以这个父亲在小时候呢，就在想：我长大了有孩子，我一定想尽办法来栽培他。
The first child was this daughter.
所以他的大女儿就是这个女生。
But unfortunately, this daughter did not get his father's gene.
但是呢，很不幸的，这个女儿就没有遗传到她父亲音乐的基因。
This daughter got the mother's gene.
遗传的是妈妈的基因。
Who is not that musically talented？
哦，原来呢，他对音乐呢是一个文盲。
So, but still, this father pushed and forced her to practice piano.
但是父亲呢，哈，却是非常的强迫他啊，压榨他，要他练习钢琴。
So sometimes if she play piano good,
所以他如果弹得好的话
，she said, he said, ah,、oh, good girl.
哎呀，你真是我的乖女儿。
If she doesn't practice piano,
如果她不练的话
，if her performance is bad,
啊，她的表现不好
，then he says, a bad girl, you, I don't like you.
哎呀，你是谁家的孩子啊
？And she grew up like that.
她就在这种环境下成长。
But in the meantime, her 10-year-old boy, the brother, is very musically talented.
而她的第二个孩子，就是这个女儿的妹妹，的弟弟呢，他是10岁的时候，哇，真的是有音乐的天分。
He started violin lesson when he was 7 years old.
当这个男孩7岁的时候，就开始学小提琴。
And because he has such a talent.
哦，他有这样的天分
，and progressing very fast，
所以他学得很快。
Now he is 10 years old，
他现在10岁了。
He is so good，
这简直是小天才。
In the school，
在学校里头。
In the church，
在教会里头。
Everybody wants to listen to his violin，
大家都喜欢听他的小提琴。
Piano no more，
钢琴啊，别弹了。
So she was kind of what forgotten。
所以这个女孩子就被遗忘了。
Everybody is talking about her brother now.
所以每个人谈论的就是她的弟弟。
Nobody is interested in listening to her piano playing.
所以大家呢就没有兴趣来听这个姐姐的钢琴。
She become depressed.
所以她就很失望。
She become jealous.
就嫉妒啦。
And she did not feel like playing piano anymore.
他就不再喜欢来弹钢琴。
You can understand her feeling, right?
你可以感受到她的感觉，对不对
？And she didn't practice.
所以她就不练了。
So father said, "Did you practice piano?"
然后父亲就说：“你有没有练啊
？”And father found out she didn't.
就发现他女儿没有。
Father says, "I don't like you."
哎呀，我真的是讨厌你。
Practice piano.
你再还不赶快去练
？And she hated her father.
然后她就恨她的父亲。
And she's very depressed.
他就很沮丧
，angry，
很生气
，and、she developed some kind of hatred against her brother。
所以呢，他就对他的弟弟呢，就越来越有恨意。
And then, but she didn't feel like doing homework or study。
所以他呢，他连自己家里面的这个功课呢，他也不想做了。
So her grade in the school is going down。
所以他学校的功课成绩也越来越差。
Now mother find out her grade is going down at school.
她妈妈呢，发现她的成绩越来越差的时候
，So mother goes,
哇，就这边在唠叨。
And she hates her mother.
她就也恨恶了她妈妈。
Now she hates all family.
这时候呢，她就恨了她家人所有的人。
She's full of hatred.
她心里面充满了仇恨。
She doesn't love anyone.
不爱任何的人。
And she think nobody loves her.
她就想没有人喜欢我。
If you're 12 years old girl,
如果你是12岁的女孩
，How would you feel?
你会怎么感觉
？You go to your room.
你回到房间。
And lay down on the bed.
躺在床上。
Cover herself up.
又把被子盖起来。
In the darkness.
在黑暗当中。
What is she thinking?
这个女孩会想什么？
I want to die.
我去死算了。
I want to die.
我死了算了。
I want to die. I want to die. Every day.
每一天，嘻嘻呵。
And it went on for 4 months.
所以4个月以后。
And she is full of desire to die.
她心里面充满了自杀的念头。
That's all she meant.That's all what she meant.
这就是她所有的感受。
She has no meaning to live.
她没有活下来的意义。
Her will was full of this death wish.
因为她的心里面就充满了这个死的意念。
Guess what happened to her T cells?
那你看看她的 T 细胞会怎么样
？Gene changes in the T cell.
然后基因呢？就改变了他的 T 细胞。
T cell says，
那 T 细胞就说
，Oh, she wants to die.
哦，这个老姐要死哦。
We need to help her.
我们干脆帮着他一点。
Why? Because every day, day and night, day and night.
因为他日以继夜都这样想。
Next week.
下个星期。
Week after week.
一周又一周。
Month after month.
一个月又一个月。
Then, gene changes according to what she means.
基因呢就按照他的需求就改变了。
And her T cells begin to kill herself.
他的 T 细胞呢就开始来攻击他自己。
Begin to attack the kidney.
就攻击他的肾。
And mother, 4 months later, mother found that she is very anemic.
四个月以后，妈妈呢就发现她呢就是脸色不好。
Very pale.
花白。
What's the matter with you?
那脸怎么了
？And mother took her to hospital.
就带她去医院。
Did blood testing.
验血。
All her kidneys almost damaged, almost destroyed.
她的肾一点功能几乎都没有了。
We call it autoimmune nephritis.
我们就是自体免疫系统的一个病症并发症。
Very bad situation.
情况很糟。
And doctors told them that she needs a kidney transplantation.
那就医生就说她需要这个洗肾。
Do you know how doctors treat?Those kind of patient.
你知道医生怎么样来处理这样的病人
？If you're doctors,
如果你是医生
，What kind of medication you will give?
怎么样的一个医疗你会帮助他
？Because your T cell is killing, destroying your kidney.
因为你的 T 细胞呢在攻击你的肾。
So doctors must protect kidney, right?
所以这个医生呢，他就是会要保护。
So if you,
肾对不对
if you as a doctor, if you want to protect the patient's kidney,
所以如果你是医生的话，你要保护你的肾，他那个病人的肾。
What medication would you use?
所以什么样的药，什么样的医疗你会使用呢
？Something to kill the T cells.
就是要杀死 T 细胞的东西。
There's a lot of people are taking those medication today.
所以很多病人呢就使用这样子。的药物。
Some very young children, like 7, 8, 9 years old,
很多小孩子像七八九岁
have diabetes because of autoimmune problem.
就有糖尿病，因为他们的免疫系统出了问题。
Their T cells are attacking the pancreas.
因为他们的 T 细胞呢在攻击他们自己的胰脏
which is producing the insulin.
是胰脏是用来分泌胰岛素的。
So doctors are giving medication to kill the T cells.
所以医生呢，他就用了这个药来杀害你的 T 细胞
，to protect the kidneys，
为了就要保护你的肾。
And the doctors give them cortisone hormone。
医生呢就给他柯里松荷尔蒙。
This cortisone hormone also kills the T cells。
这种柯里松荷尔蒙呢，也是要杀害这个T 细胞的。
But this can control the situation temporarily.
这个可以处理这个状况一段时间。
It can treat symptoms.
活化生命密码的健康时代。New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座。主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
不正常的基因变成正常。
What do you need for healing?
所以你治愈要治愈的话，你需要什么
？Removing bad meaning.
就要把那些不好的意义给去除。
Introducing good meaning.
就要产生好的意义。
In your conscious area.
在你的意识里头。
And subconscious area.
也在你下意识里头。
Very important.
这是非常重要。
So. So they are so shocked that their daughter needs kidney transplantation.
这时候呢，他们就非常的惊讶哈，这个女儿要去洗肾。
So they're worried. They talk to other friends.
他们就告诉了别的朋友。
And somebody recommended to call me.
他们有人呢就建议他们来找我。
So her father called me.
就他爸爸呢就打电话给我。
And I noticed that the daughter has autoimmune situation.
我就听起来知道这个女孩子有这个自体免疫的疾病。
And I asked them to bring her to our program.
那我就叫这个父母呢，把他女儿带来参加这个星期天活动。
New Start Program, and he did.
他们也这样做了。
When I gave them this lecture,
当我教导他们这样子的课程
，Father noticed.
这父亲呢就注意到
that it was his mistake.
就是出于这个父亲的错误。
His love was not unconditional love.
因为他的爱并不是无条件的。
His love was conditional love.
原来他的爱是有条件的。
If she played piano good,
如果他弹得好
then he loved her more.
就爱得多。
If she didn't,
如果没弹得不好
he didn't love her.
就一点都不爱。
And this father was crying.
这个父亲就开始哭。
And went to his daughter.
就到他那个他的女儿。
And embraced his daughter and cried.
抱着她一起流泪
and calling her daughter's name,
就叫她女儿的名字
and honey, I'm so sorry.
她说亲爱的我 很抱歉
I was wrong.
是我的错
See, I did not give you the condition, unconditional love.
我没有给你无条件的爱
and I love you anyway.
但是我很爱你
Even though you don't play piano at all, I still love you.
虽然你 you know, 即使你不弹琴的话我还是爱你
It doesn't matter you play piano or not.
不管你有没有谈
The daughter says,
那个女儿就说
Really?
干不一样
Daddy, I don't have to play piano anymore.
我现在可以不弹钢琴了吗
And father says, no, you, if you don't want to play piano anymore,
哎呀你如果真的不想弹的话
you don't have to play piano anymore.
你就不要弹啊
I love you, you're my daughter anyway.
你是我的女儿我爱你
Now, father is giving unconditional love.
这时候父亲给的是一个无条件的爱。
She was very happy.
哇，我出运了。
Now she is relieved from this burden of the piano.
所以呢，她就从这个钢琴的这个重担当中解脱了。
She came to me.
她就来到我这边。
Said, Doctor Lee.
哎呀，李医师啊，李医师啊。
I don't have to play piano anymore.
哎呀，我竟然可以从今天就可以不用弹钢琴了。
All my life.
哎呀，这个我一辈子。
My father shouted.
那父亲呢？我的父亲呢？就在过去呢，都向我吼。
My father got angry.
总是对我生气。
Because of piano.
因为我不弹琴。
Now my father is loving me no matter what.
哎呀，现在我爸爸爱我比钢琴更多。
I'm so happy, Dr. Lee.
哎呀，我真的是好高兴哦。
I'm free.
因为我自由了。
Guess what happened?
你猜猜发生什么事
？And she went to his father.
然后他就到他父亲那里。
She gave hug his father.
他就抱紧他父亲。
Thank you.
爸爸，谢谢你。
When she felt this unconditional love from her father.
当他从父亲那边感受到无条件的爱。
She conditional love is a bad meaning.
你知道吗？有条件的爱给人是不好的意义。
Unconditional love is a good meaning.
无条件的爱却是好的意义。
That's good news. Good news.
那就是好消息。
She received good news.
领受到好消息。
With a good meaning.
有了好的意义。
And this good meaning changed her T cell back to normal.
这好的意义就改变了 T 细胞成为正常。
And she was completely cured.
所以他就完全被治愈了。
And doctors were so shocked.
他的医生就很惊讶。
But 1 month later,
一个月之后
she is worse again.
哎呀，再一次复发。
Her T cell is keep on attacking.
T 细胞呢，继续的来攻打他。
So they came back.
又回来了。
I said, "Wow, what's happening?"
哎，你发生什么事
？It must be there's a bad meaning again, right?
一定又有什么不好的，对不对
？So I know there is bad meaning.
一定有不好的意义。
She's thinking something bad.
一定想到一些不好的东西。
So I explained to her.
我就跟她解释。
What's going on in your mind?
你的思想里面发生什么事情
？You know she says.
你知道她这样说
？Dr. Lee, I'm afraid.
李医师，我很害怕。
I'm worried.
我很担心。
I'm feeling very guilty.
我很自责。
I said, why?
我说为什么？
And you know what she said?
你知道她这样说？
Dr. Lee,
李医师，
I hated my brother.
我很恨我的弟弟。
Because I was so jealous of him.
因为我很嫉妒他。
And but I'm not jealous now.
但是我现在不嫉妒了。
But when I was jealous of him,
可是我每次我一旦嫉妒的话。
I wanted him to die in the automobile accident.
我很希望哦，他被车子一头撞死。
So when I got better last time,
那昨天晚上我比较好的时候
，and I felt good,
我就感觉好一点。
I went home,
我回家。
Then suddenly,
忽然间呢
，this came back.
好，这样的意念就出现了。
In her mind,
在她的思想里头
，a voice said,
有个声音说。
You are a bad girl.
你真是坏女孩。
You wanted your brother die in automobile accident.
你要你弟弟被车撞死。
God is angry at you.
上帝对这个很生气哦。
God does not like a person like you.
上帝不会喜欢这种人。
And you're gonna be sick again.
哦，你还会生病的。
So that's why she got sick.
所以他就真的生病了。
Bad meaning came back.
当不好的意义来的时候
，Now is the time.
现在正是时候。
It is important time.
非常重要的时刻。
So I said, God still loves you just like your father.
我说，爸爸仍上帝仍然爱你，就像你父亲一样。
Even though you had bad thinking,
即使是你想一些坏的事情
，God still loves you.
上帝仍然爱你。
God's love does not change you.
上帝的爱不会改变的。
It is Satan made you think that way.
是撒旦让你这样想的。
Satan told you lie.
撒旦欺骗了你。
If you're bad,
如果你坏的话
，God hates you.
上帝就恨你。
And she was surprised.
哦，她就很惊讶。
She says, "Really?
真是这样吗
？"And I opened my Bible.
我就翻开圣经。
I showed her this.
我就跟她看
the same verse I showed you a couple of times.
有上一次我给大家看的。
God loves his enemies.
上帝爱他的仇敌。
And God is kind to the unthankful and evil.
上帝是善待那些恶者。
And she was so shocked.
哦，她就吓一跳。
Oh God.Love a person who's evil too?
上帝也爱那些坏人吗
？I said yes.
说对呀。
Then that's why God loves enemies.
所以上帝可以爱仇敌。
That's why God asks us to love enemies too.
因此上帝也叫我们去爱敌人。
Then I showed her this.
然后我就给她看这个。
Matthew 26.When evening had come, Jesus had the last supper.
在傍晚的时候呢，耶稣有最后一个晚餐。
Okay, and then Jesus says, "I say to you, one of you will betray me."
马太福音二十六章二十一节说，耶稣就说，我告诉你，你们当中有人要出卖我。
Jesus already knew who is going to betray him.
耶稣已经知道谁要出卖。
Who is that?
是那一位出卖的是谁
？Judas，
犹大。
Yeah. And everybody was very worried, and they came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, is it I?"
很多人就很担心啊，就到耶稣面前说：“主啊，是不是我啊
？”The disciples come one by one.
这个门徒呢，就一个一个来。
And Jesus said, "No."
耶稣说：“不是你。
”No.
不是。
No.
也不是。
How many times?
几次
？11 times.
十一次。
The last one.
最后一位。
Who was that?
是谁
？Judas.
犹大。
If you're Judas,
如果你是犹大
，What would you do?
你会怎么做
？You now found out that Jesus knows that you will betray him.
你可能会心里想，耶稣已经知道你要出卖他了。
If you're Judas,
如果你是犹大
，You say, "Oh Jesus, it's me."
你会说耶稣是我
，Forgive me，
请你原谅我。
And Jesus would certainly forgive him, right？
耶稣就会马上来原谅你，对不对
？But Judas came，
但是犹大来。
And Judas says, "Rabbi, is it I?"
说拉比是我吗
What a bad person!
你看这么糟糕的人。
If I were Jesus,
如果我是耶稣的话
，I could just slap him.
我可能就呢，哎，一巴掌就给他500万。
I could just say, "Yes, it's you."
哎，就是你。
You bad, evil.
你这个坏蛋。
Get out of this room right away.
给我滚开。
But you know what?
可是你知道吗
？Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣并不是这样做。
Instead, Jesus said, Jesus broke the bread.
耶稣呢，并没有这样做。他所做的就是他擘了饼。
And Jesus blessed it and broke the bread and gave it to the disciples. Said, "Take it. This is my body."
耶稣却擘了饼，就跟他们说：“你们吃吧，这是我的身体。”
Judah was the first one to receive that bread.
所以犹大呢，就是第一个来领受这饼的。
Then Jesus took the cup.
然后耶稣呢又拿了杯。
And there is a wine.
有这个葡萄在那边。
This is the blood of Jesus.
这是预表耶稣的血。
To forgive our sins.
就是来饶恕我们的罪。
And then Jesus said, "Drink from it."
就说你们喝吧。
All of you.
你们都喝。
All of you.
你们都喝。
All of you means.
你们都喝就是什么
？Who is included?
包括谁
？Even Judas was included.
犹大也包括在里头。
Even though Judas did not repent yet.
虽然犹大
did not repent.
他虽然没有悔改。
See, many people thinks.
很多人是这样说想。
You have to repent.
你一定要先悔改。
Then God will forgive you.
所以上帝才会原谅你。
Then God will love you.
上帝才会爱你。
At this point,
可是在这里
，Judas didn't even repent.
这个犹大并没有悔改。
Yet Jesus is willing to give him forgiveness.
但是耶稣却仍然要给他饶恕。
What a good meaning!
这是多么好的，多么棒的意义啊
！This is the moment your T cell going back to normal.
这就是你 T 细胞成为正常的一个机会了。Wow.
And this little girl, when I showed her this, all of you.
哎呀，我就跟这个女孩子讲说，
you know,
你们全部。
You know she said to me.
她，你知道她这样说。
Even Judas.
犹大也有吗
？Jesus want to forgive.
耶稣愿意要原谅他吗
？I said yes.
我说对啊。
Then she says.
然后他就说
Now I know Jesus can forgive me too.
现在我相信耶稣也能够原谅我了。
I said, of course.
说当然是这样。
Are you worse than Judas?
你比犹大更糟吗
She said, no.
应该不会吧。
Of course you can drink this blood.
当然你可以应用这样子的一个原则。
She began to cry.
他就开始哭了。
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
说李医师谢谢你。
Making me to meet this Jesus.
让我遇到这样的耶稣。
Who will even give this cup to the Judas?
就是宁愿把这个杯呢也给犹大的。
I know some of you here.
我们知道我们当中。
You think you're too evil.
你可能觉得自己很坏。
You're too bad.
很糟。
That's why you don't deserve forgiveness.
因此呢，你会觉得自己不配得到这样子的原谅。
But please don't worry about that.
但请你不要担忧。
Jesus.Is willing to give you the same cup he gave to Judas.
耶稣也愿意给你这样的杯，就像给犹大一样。
Hallelujah, right? Hallelujah. See, surprising, amazing grace.
这是一个真是令人讶异的恩典。
This kind of love you call
这种爱我们称作
unconditional love.
无条件的爱。
Unconditional love
就是无条件的爱。
She was healed
她被治愈
by her father's unconditional love.
藉由她父亲无条件的爱
First,
这是第一
Do you know what happened to her?
你知道她又发生什么事吗
Now she was truly healed.
现在她已经完全被医治了
by Jesus' unconditional love.
是藉由耶稣无条件的爱
Amen.
Amen.、
Right? Yes. See, this is why It is important for you to study Bible.
这也就是为什么对你来讲研究圣经是这么重要。
This is why it is important for you to know.
这也就是为什么你要明白是这么重要。
The God who gives you unconditional love.
就是明白有一位上帝给你无条件的爱。
There are many gods in this world.
这世界上有很多的神。
But is that God you believe in give you unconditional love?
而你所信的神到底给你的是有条件的还是没有条件的爱？
Many gods in this world, they don't give you unconditional love.
这世界上许多的神给你的并不是无条件的爱。
These gods,
这些神们
says,
他们说
if you're good,
如果你做好人
we'll love you.
我们就爱你。
If you're bad,
你做坏人
Punish you.
去死吧。
That's not true God.
这种不是真神。
See? You know the Santa Claus?
你知道圣诞老公公？
I don't like that Santa Claus song.
我不喜欢这个圣诞老公公这条歌。
Yeah, Santa Claus song says,
那条歌说
You better be good.
你最好成为做好一个好人。
See? Then Santa Claus will come and give you something good.
这样圣诞老公公就会来给你礼物。
If you're bad,
如果你是坏蛋
Santa Claus will not come to you.
圣诞老公公就永远不会来找你。
That's a conditional love.
那是一个有条件的爱。
You know, God I love in the Bible is
你知道吗？在圣经里头的上帝是我所爱的。
God who gave me unconditional love.
因为他给我的是无条件的爱。
This unconditional love
这种无条件的爱
is a very powerful healing power
是一个非常强的治愈能力
for your abnormal genes
特别是对你那些不正常的基因。
This is why we need God
这就是为什么我们需要神
who is love
是一位有爱的上帝。
See? So I hope
我希望呢
after I'm gone
我离开以后
you contact the pastors
你要找你的牧师
and study the Bible
去研究圣经
and I met very good pastors here in Taichung
我在台中遇到很多很好的牧师
very sincere pastors
是很真诚的牧师
who is willing to give you lesson
是愿意来教导你的
good Bible lesson
愿意来分享圣经
to show you
让你明白
God's unconditional love.
上帝是无条件的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。